Kids Playground.
Hooray!
Looking for a new podcast? Get our Backstage Pass with Gentry Thomas, who interviews the biggest names in movies, sports, and interesting people in show business. Hear the chats with Jay Leno, Spike Lee, Kevin Costner, Tim Tebow, plus Gentry's classic interview with the great Bob Saget. Get the questions nobody's asking. Subscribe to Backstage Pass with Gentry Thomas, now streaming all episodes on Spotify.
Some people call them sirens, sea maidens, or water nymphs. Most people know them as mermaids. Mermaiding. It's a verb now. It's the practice of wearing and or swimming in a mermaid tail for fun or to make a living. They use terms like shallow instead of hello and mermazing instead of amazing and shelfie instead of selfie. I'm Lexi and this is Delightfully Different. I used to live in Florida and was aware that there was a place called Weekiwatchee Springs located north of Tampa where you can watch a mermaid show. I didn't know that the practice has exploded in recent years and there are mermaid shows all over the world. There are also independent contractor merpeople and some who just wear the tail for fun. A new docuseries on Netflix called Merpeople has been released and it sheds light on how popular the practice has become. I had the opportunity to talk to someone who works as a mermaid and she really looks like a mermaid. She's beautiful with long colorful hair and an intricate tail.
Hi, my name is Sarah or Mermaid Sarah and I am a part-time professional mermaid.
Now, what exactly does a professional mermaid do?
Lots of things. So generally, we'd love to, there's a bunch of us.
I heard.
Growing. The mermaiding is growing. There's a lot of different things, kids' parties, corporate events. One of the things that I would love to do that I haven't gotten to do yet is an aquarium show.
Okay.
So we can actually, there's a few, we call them pods that have gotten together with different aquariums. Clearwater was one of them. There's a big scandal involved with that, but I'll go into that later.
Exciting.
but they will allow you to put on a tail and get into their big viewable tanks with the fish and the sharks and all of the creatures and kind of swim around and people can come outside of the tank and like wave and see you and that sort of thing. So I've always wanted to do that. I always thought that looked really cool.
But and it's like a performance. You swim in front of the people that are watching you in maybe some sort of a dance type way, or is it choreographed at all?
It really depends. So you can do different things. I mean, people love to see, you know, do little flips or we do, I learned how to do the, call it the bubble heart.
Okay.
Kind of blow water in your hands and do one of these and it makes the bubbles into a heart shape and it's, you know, like little kisses to the little ones and they love that. Just little things like that, waving. Usually they like to come up to the tank and they want to take pictures and things like that. So
you're not part of an aquarium show, but you're available for hire separately.
Absolutely.
So like, do like kids hire there, you get hired for kids' birthday parties and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And is this like at someone's house who has a swimming pool and then you arrive as a mermaid, like at their house?
I have done that a few times.
Okay.
I did one of my first ones. I think actually was the first one I ever did was for a friend of mine. A friend of hers had a little girl that was turning three, obsessed with mermaids. I had a pool in my backyard at the time. And she said, oh, you know, my friend does mermaiding. She just got into it professionally. And you know, she'd love to do something for your little one if she wants to. Oh my gosh. She,
the
little
nuts.
Girl was just the cutest thing ever. And I felt so bad. She cried when they tried, they were like, okay, we have to go. And she's like, no, mommy, I want to stay with the mermaid.
Oh, that must feel so good to have that. Kids must worship you when they see you.
They love it. And that's like part of the reason I do it in the first place is just their faces just light up and they come at you with so many questions.
Mermaid questions, like real serious stuff, like what do you eat type of a thing?
Absolutely. Yes.
And do you have stock answers ready to go for that? Like
oh, yeah.
Fish, what do you tell them?
I'm everybody kind of has their little story. So mine is mostly true. I try to derive everything from, so I'm not necessarily lying. A lot of them ask what I eat. I'm like, well, I eat fish and seaweed, and these are true statements.
Okay, good.
Fish and seaweed. I love sushi. You always kind of get the, are you really a mermaid, with the older ones?
Yeah.
Depending on the age group, you kind of have to weasel around and try to figure out a good way to explain to them. So some of them love to accept the idea that I like to explain that I am a mammal just like they are, that I breathe air just like they do, but I can hold my breath for a very long time, just like a dolphin or a whale. They're mammals as well. They live in the ocean.
Okay.
Same situation. Okay. So that makes sense to them. They're like, okay, that's legit.
All right. All right.
And I am free dive and mermaid certified.
Oh, you get a certification for this.
I do get a certification. Yeah, I got certified in a weekend with a wonderful company that's actually on the other coast. And I can advance my levels, which I'd like to do eventually, because I absolutely love freediving. It's scary and it's freeing at the same time.
And freediving, you mean as a mermaid? This is like a specific certification for mermaids to do freediving?
So the freediving part of it is for the PADI freediving certification for anyone who wants to.
Anybody. You don't have to have a tail.
Correct. You do need to have a set of bifins, but no, you do not need a tail. But they actually, since mermaiding has gotten this resurgence, they decided to go ahead and create a whole mermaid program. So yeah, it's really cool. So they actually have a PADI mermaid, advanced mermaid, mermaid instructor certifications that you can go through. You do have to have a tail for those. And that's doing different things and going underwater in different ways, turning upside down, being able to do flips, different things in the water. So it's cool.
So there's almost like a mermaid standard that you have to pass. And I know we relate to each other because we both, you play roller derby. I am a retired player, but there are certain standards that you had to be able to skate so many laps in a certain amount of time. Is it that thing?
Yeah. And a lot of that is for safety. You know, it's dangerous.
Right.
When you're going underwater, there's a definite real threat of drowning, and, you know, things can happen in cold water and things like that too. Hypothermia, different things. So always swim with a buddy.
Now do you have a pod, or are you a solo mermaid?
So one of my very good friends, was the one who kind of got me into mermaiding in the first place. Oh my gosh, I don't even know how long ago now. I want to say maybe 7 years ago, 6 or 7 years ago that I used to
You've
work
been
with
a mermaid
her.
For a while.
I've only been doing it technically professionally for maybe 2 or 3 years now.
Okay. Gotcha.
But I've been obsessed with mermaids since I was, you know, 3, 4 years old, little girl swimming through the water with her legs, you know, together like this. I'm like, I'm a mermaid, I can swim.
Well, so how do you breathe underwater?
I don't.
do you, there's there not some sort of a contraption that you put in your nose that I've seen on TV? You just hold your breath?
Yes.
How long can you hold your breath for?
My current record is about 3 minutes and 15 seconds.
Holy cow. Like, I can't hold my breath more than 20 seconds.
So I feel like that's one of the really cool things about learning about freediving is you learn things, your body can do things that you can't even fathom just off the bat, like things that you would never think that you could do. You can do it. You just need to learn like the techniques and understand more of what's going on in your brain and your body. And then you're able to do, there's no way I thought I would be able to hold my breath for 3 minutes.
Yeah. Did you have to work up to it?
No, this is my first That was my first try.
Wow.
After learning the techniques and learning about, you know, what's going on in your body at the time, because a lot of it is your natural mammalian. You have a mammalian reflex that causes you to hold your breath when you put your face in the water. That's why we can kind of throw toddlers in the water and teach them very early. So the cool thing about it is that your brain is really telling you, hey, I am panicking right now. I need to breathe. It's actually not a lot of lack of oxygen. It is a buildup of CO2. In your system and sending those signals to your brain. So really and truly, that terrible feeling that you get with practice, it fades a little. You learn how to meditation is another one of the things that we do to kind of center ourselves, and it helps. You're not necessarily ignoring it, but you're kind of coming to peace with the fact that, okay, this is just my brain. It's kind of like irrational fears. This is just my brain saying that it is scared. Please God, I don't want to die. But in reality, it's not that dire. So now the 3-minute record, I'll call it, that I have for myself currently is completely still. So when you're moving, when you're expending more oxygen, that goes down.
Right.
So the current, call it a static hold, the current holder of the world record, I believe, is somewhere around 25 minutes.
Oh, holy cow. Really?
Static hold. It's incredible. Yeah. So it's... the human body can, if you push it, and you know, you learn things and you learn, you know, what's going on, and it's amazing. You'd be shocked.
Humans are
not
survivors.
Anybody to go out there and dive and try out their breath.
I'm not going to try. I'm scared to death to do this. Let's talk about the tail and your, is it called a mer suit?
No, but I like it.
I'm calling it a mer suit, but the person who makes it is a mer tailor. Yes.
That is one of the makers. Yes. Well,
oh, that's like a name brand mer tailor. The guy.
Yes. Sure.
That is Eric.
Eric. Yes.
Okay.
he is based in Florida.
Okay. And you live in Florida too, by the way.
I do.
And when you said the other coast, you meant the other coast of Florida. Or did you mean California?
I mean the other coast of Florida, yes.
Did you live on the Gulf Coast in Fort Myers?
Yes. So
okay,
I got the Gulf Coast. Yeah. The company I trained with called Mermaid Free Dive, the wonderful lady who owns it, Brandy Anthony, she lives over in Vero Beach.
Okay.
So she is known as the Vero Beach Mermaid.
Okay.
And she started doing clinics and basically like a weekend deal. So a bunch of mermaids went up and got together up in the springs. So it was also trained in the Florida Springs, which is incredible. Freezing, but incredible. And got together for a weekend and went through training and learned techniques. And it was a really cool bonding experience for people that have kind of the same interests. And
yeah, I'll bet.
It was a lot of fun.
Where do you get the tail and the outfit from?
So the mer tailor is one of the more popular tail makers.
Okay.
He's been around for quite a while. He is, I can't remember exactly where he is, but he's like in Central Florida.
Okay.
And I do have, so my full silicone tail.
Yeah.
They make them out of dragon skin silicone, which is the safest for skin contact.
Okay.
Because they do make like different kinds of silicone, like aquarium silicone and things like that.
Okay.
Not necessarily something you want to put on you. It's more irritating, that sort of thing. So they do the dragon skin. So it has a cool name.
It does have a cool name.
Skin silicone is safe for, you know, use on your skin. I have a full silicone tail. That he made. It was not made for me. It is secondhand.
Okay.
especially when you're getting started, they're extremely expensive items.
I was gonna say, how much do they cost a starter one?
It really depends. So in addition to the silicone, I also have fabric tails, which is something that Merch Hiller does. There is another really popular company there in the Carolinas, I believe, called Finfolk.
Okay.
And they do the same thing. They make silicone tails, but they also make fabric tails.
Okay.
So it's much lower of a price point.
Okay.
More people can kind of get into mermaiding and do those sort of things. Fabric tails generally run from these companies. There's a couple more that are a little bit lower on the cost scale. But generally you're looking at $300 to $800 for a fabric tail.
Okay.
And that's just the fabric part, I guess you would say.
Right.
You also have to wear what's called a monofin inside of it too. So there's bifins and then there's a monofin. It's basically have one.
Like when you're diving.
But it's just one solid one. Yeah. So those go into the flukes of the tail, which is the bottom, and that's what helps power you around. It would not be possible without that piece.
Okay, gotcha. And then, so you got one of them hand-me-down, so you obviously didn't have any, that was somebody else's creation, but do you get to have a say in the creation of these and what they look like?
You can. You can have them built from scratch. It depends on who's got slots available. They do take a long time, usually, to make.
I'll bet.
Some of the makers are like a year out from making them. There's another company that actually turns them around really quickly. I believe they're in Florida too, called Mernation.
Okay.
And these are all available online. You can go on.
Anybody can get them.
Order all these things. Anybody can get them.
Are they heavy to swim in? Like when you put it on, is it heavy?
Not to swim. To carry, yes.
Okay.
So my full silicone tail dry is probably somewhere around 25 pounds.
Okay.
By itself. And then once you're in the water, I mean, it's just, you're weightless in the water regardless. Right. So there's a little bit of drag here and there, but once you kind of get used to swimming around in it, you don't even, it feels like
is there like a special technique to swimming in it? I mean, obviously you got to keep your feet together. It's different than
you can't separate them even if you try.
What kind of training did you have to do this? Like how did you learn to do all of this?
So mostly from my freediving certification training.
Okay.
I had a couple fabric tails already, and I had kind of a half fabric, half silicone before I had any training, and swam around in those in my pool. You just kind of get used to it. And then when I had more of the formal training, when I got my certifications, I definitely learned a lot more about kind of form, you know, breath hold, things like that. And with the mermaid certifications, there's more with how you look underwater, the way you're swimming underwater, different ways, because we also did like a photo session too, because obviously the photos, underwater photos, are just incredible. Like
there's
some people out there that have just done amazing. So of course everybody wants to get the miraculous, like
right, yeah, it looks so beautiful
underwater photos. So we'd kind of train how to pose, how to do things underwater, keep your buoyancy level, that sort of thing. You either go down and you just start sinking or you start floating. I'm one of the floaters. So it's harder for me to get down and stay down.
Is it tough to stay down at the bottom? I mean, your body does naturally want to float.
Yeah. It depends too. You want to let out the least amount of air as possible. We also, free divers do this. They wear weight belts.
Oh, okay.
Do it too.
Okay.
So, you know, it's the same kind of concept where you're keeping air. That's what's bringing you up, is the air in your lungs.
Right.
So the weight belts kind of help you to figure out where that neutral buoyancy point is.
Okay.
So that you can control, you know, where you go down, where you come back up, instead of just going down and going,
I'm Lexi, and this is Delightfully Different. I'm talking to Mermaid Sarah today about her work as a mermaid.
Are there certain workouts that you have to do to keep in shape in order to continue doing this?
Just swimming itself.
A lot of swimming.
one of the best workouts is a lot of core, a lot of leg. Honestly, I have, with roller derby, it's, you know, they all kind of go hand in hand.
Yeah. It's a good workout.
It is. I already have a lot of the leg and core strength that I needed in the first place. I've ridden horses since I was really little as well. So I've always done something that was part of the reason I got into roller derby in the first place, because there's nothing for adult females to do.
Well, it sounds like you're an athlete in general. Do you have to be an athlete in order to do this?
No.
To be successful?
Mm-mm. No. No, I think there are, I mean, I've seen some more prominent, I guess, mermaids that have more like a high following and have been on TV, things like that, that were not athletes.
Okay.
They're not necessarily in perfect shape. They don't, I guess, they don't slack on, you know, being healthy and, you know, staying at least in some sort of moderate shape.
Okay. But,
you know, they're not going out and running track meets every day and, you know, doing things like this. It's not
Okay.
one of those situations, but you could just,
it's doable for anybody as long as you have the
absolutely
drug. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. If you want to do it, if you want to jump in there and swim around and get used to it, it's something that anybody can do. There's a lot of little kids who just, it's amazing. They just jump in and like little fish.
Yeah. I'm not one of them. What is it about being a mermaid that you love?
Oh, so many things. The costumes, for one, is just some of the fun things that people make. There's so many different makers of tops and crowns and all these little accessories, and it's just fun to be able to dress up and like feel like a princess, like, oh, I get to be Ariel today, like you're a princess. And I love that part of it, because I've always loved costumes and doing that sort of stuff. I do cosplay as well, so it's kind of fits right in there with
absolutely. Does it almost feel like you're living out like a childhood fantasy doing this?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, 1,000%.
And you went
since
to go
I
see,
was very little.
Since you were very little. And so you went to go see the new Little Mermaid.
Oh my gosh, I have not yet, because I have a 4-year-old.
Oh, you haven't seen it yet.
Constantly. I have not seen it yet. I am dying to see it. I have not. So I feel very disappointed in myself, but I really just had not had the time.
Well, you said you've got a kid. Does she think it's super awesome what you do as a mermaid?
I have a son that could care less.
Okay. How old is he?
He's 4.
Okay, he's 4.
4. And I think he calls me Mommy Mermaid. He does.
Okay.
So I think he's grown up with it. Like, he's always seen, I was taking pregnancy photos.
As a mermaid?
Yes.
I love it.
So that's existed before he did.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, so he's used to it. He's used to seeing my tails. He calls me Mommy Mermaid.
Aww.
It's not as special to him, because it's normal to
right.
him, I guess. That makes
always
sense.
Been around it. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so he doesn't really think anything else. Oh, everybody must do that.
Are you married? Or are you in a relationship, in a romantic? What does your significant other think? And what does your family think, like your mom and dad?
So my husband fully supports. My husband thinks that it's great. He loves that I have hobbies. He wishes he had more hobbies like I did.
Okay, awesome. That's great.
He helps me out sometimes whenever he can. Usually we'd like to, most mermaids that do this professionally have what's called a mer wrangler.
Okay. A mer wrangler.
Wranglers, are basically just our assistants to help us get our tails on and off, to kind of distract children while we're going from place to place, or, just helping us out with stuff like, I need a drink, I need to fix my crown, I need to, you know, get from this side of the pole to that side of the pole, carry me, like that sort of thing. So he has helped me out a couple times in that regard. But usually he stays home with my little one. So
that makes sense, being a dad. Yeah. And then what about your parents? Did they know about it? Your mer lifestyle?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. They've known I've been mermaid obsessed since I was very little. So this was not shocking to any of them. They knew that it was an eventual thing. If
they knew it was going to happen at some point,
they knew it was going to happen eventually. If I could get my hands on a tail, I would. When I was little, I had my mom make me a tail that I would even regular fabric. I just got in the bathtub with it and played around.
Wow, you really have been doing this since you were a little kid.
Yeah, so I think one of my mermaid photos is actually in my dad and stepmother's living room. It's one of their photos of me. Just for on display for guests to come in.
Oh, your daughter's a mermaid. I love it. That's great that they're proud. You have this beautiful long hair. It looks like it's pink right now. Maybe sometimes purple, mermaid colors.
Yes.
How do you keep it looking so nice if you're swimming in the water all the time?
So technically, and I have been growing it out so that I don't have to do this, but I do wear wigs.
Oh, okay.
That I have different kinds that complement my natural hair color, so it's a little harder to see. But when you pin those suckers on, they work pretty well in the water, surprisingly enough.
Yeah.
So I dye my hair a lot. my hair is what it is. Pink is me before anything else anyway. So it's funny because my wig basically looks like my hair.
It really does. I didn't know that they made underwater wigs. That's amazing.
Technically any wig you can take underwater.
I guess it is made out of real hair usually, yeah? The wigs?
The synthetic ones are actually easier because they dry a lot faster. So they maintain the appearance of like a cartoon would. So when we get out of the water with our hair like this, it goes, you know, right. Like drowned rat. That's not what the cartoons look like.
Yeah, yeah.
Put a wig on there and it dries very quickly. All the water comes out of the top. So it always stays like voluminous and lovely.
Okay.
I've had a couple of kids kind of tug on my hair and go, is that your real hair? And I'm like, is that your real hair? Because
now you know how Santa feels.
I know.
So let's say you got a gig as a mermaid and it's all of a sudden raining or super cold outside. Does the show go on?
I guess it depends on the circumstance. Obviously, if it's an indoor thing, no biggie.
Right.
Outdoor pools. Here in Florida, rain only lasts for about 30 minutes, give or take. you can kind of just hang out on the side and then
wait a little bit.
Yeah. I have had a couple times where a nasty storm has come in before I got there. And I said, you know, it's probably not safe for me. It's not safe for your children.
Right.
To be in the water at your pool. Like I would like to postpone or cancel. Let's set this up for another time. Parents don't like that, but I'm like, I'm here for the safety of not just myself, but you're putting your children in the water. Let's get serious. There's lightning. It's probably not the best plan.
You said before that it can be dangerous. Have you ever gotten hurt or have you ever like freaked out? Has there been an incident?
Nothing serious. I've definitely scraped I've hit my head, my hands on pool bottoms before on the side. Yeah, it's a small casualty when you're starting to learn, kind of figuring out where your depths are. And I couldn't open my eyes. Oh my gosh. So I couldn't even put my face underwater as a child. I refused. Oh. I was scared to death. My mom promised me all the things in the world. I would not do it.
That's changed.
It has changed very drastically. She finds that very amusing, that the fact that I do that now, that I can open my eyes, I can, you know, make facial expressions and hold my breath and do all this kind of stuff. I used to have to hold my nose. I hated water going up my nose. Could not stand it. So those, I have come a long way, we'll say.
Okay, good.
And that's not from too long, maybe 10 years ago, I was still like not really? My face underwater. But I always had to hold my nose. I hated water getting in my sinuses. It kind of gave me the feeling of drowning.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't like that feeling. So I just avoided it. I was wearing full face mask. I was fine. I would be in the pool for 8 hours, no problem. Diving in and out.
Right.
So that's something that I've gotten used to. And now it's weird. It doesn't bother me at all now.
Good.
Yeah. I'm like, wow, this wasn't really that bad. It's just something you have to get used to. Right. You fill your sinus cavities. It doesn't feel great.
No, huh? I felt it.
Like, I still won't even use a neti pot. I'm like, no.
I don't know how people do that. Do you have any, like, I'm sure you have a ton of fans and people that follow you. Do you have any creepy ones? I mean, do you find yourself having to defend yourself ever?
I have had just a couple, because I'm not super well known, so it doesn't happen as much to me. I do know other people that it has happened to, but there are definitely, here's another word for you, mervert.
Oh, a mervert. Okay. They actually have a word. It happens that often. I knew
they have a word for it. Yeah. yeah, that will, you know, pop up in your DMs and want to get pictures and
right
ask about your life. Like this is your legitimate mermaid from the ocean, and that's what they want to pretend. And it's like,
are there people out there that actually identify as a mer person? Like, are there some of the people, do they actually think they are part mermaid?
I'm not sure. Any of the more famous people I know they're very well aware that they're not. I think we all feel a kind of connection to the ocean and to the water anyway, or else why would we be doing something like this?
Right.
I think, you know what, now that I think of it, so I don't know if you've seen it, but they did release the Mer People documentary on Netflix.
Oh, yes. That was going to be my last question that I asked you about.
Yeah. So tiny spoiler alert, there is a Mer person in that documentary that one of the people that they follow, and they believe, at least that is what they said, that they truly believe that their ancestry is from mermaids.
Is that so. Of mer people? Interesting. That person identifies as male that felt that way. What I'm getting to is, are there mermen and like mer non-binary people out there?
Yes.
It's not just mermaids is what I'm asking.
Yeah, no, mermaids, mermen, mer people.
Okay, gotcha. All kinds of folks. Yep. You said it's your part-time job right now. What do you do? What's your daytime persona? What do you do when you're not merrin?
So I am a creative project manager, and I work for a tech company based out of New York City.
So you have like a real job.
I have a real job. Yeah.
Do you want to continue that, or do you want to be a mermaid full time?
Being a mermaid full time would be very cool. But it is one of those things that requires a lot of work. It's a full time job that it is your business. So right. just having it on the side right now is enough work.
Okay, gotcha.
Having a four-year-old and I still play derby. So I've got
a lot
of things going on at once. I think with everything that I've got going on, I wouldn't be able to put in what it would need to be successful to do full time.
Now they're talking about maybe a second season of the Netflix show Merpeople. And mm-hmm. Would you like to be on that? Would you be stoked if you got to be featured on that TV show?
Oh, yeah, totally.
Yeah. I'll vote for you, I promise.
Thank you.
If there's a voting process, I don't know if there is. do you feel like the Mer folks is a community of people? Do you feel like you've found your people?
I've definitely found one set of my people.
Okay.
I've found a couple sets of people, and that's definitely one of them. Because it takes a special person to commit the time and the money. But I really feel like it's just like any other hobby or sport or thing that you get into, that you love. There's going to be a bunch of other people that have that niche as well. And you always tend to connect.
Well, I love it. And I'm so flattered that you agreed to do this interview with me. Thank you so much. I'll put links to all your socials on the post. It was nice to meet you.
Thank you. It was nice to meet you too.
I was able to watch the Netflix docuseries Merpeople after talking with Mermaid Sarah. And it was eye-opening to see how many people strive to work as a merperson in places all over the world and in places that don't even have that much water. And to see how dangerous the practice is. There are merpeople of all shapes and sizes and colors and genders. And their passion about what they do and seem to love entertaining people. Thanks for joining me on this episode of Delightfully Different. Next Thursday, I'll talk to an accidental beauty queen. She was Miss Missouri in 1953 in the Miss America pageant, and it was all by mistake. If you or someone you know lives life differently, email me, lexiontheradio@gmail.com. That's L-E-X-I @gmail.com. Or go to delightfullydifferentpodcast.com. Have a delightful week.